Hey people, what's going on? Hope you're well and in good health. Welcome back to the channel. Okay, right now on The Guardian, we're going to take a look at an article about UK housing and rent rises. So it says here, average rent in Great Britain up by more than a quarter. That's since the start of the pandemic, so let's take a look here. So it says here, average private rents in Great Britain have soared by more than a quarter since the start of the pandemic and will keep rising according to an analysis. The typical private rent will basically end this year 9.5% higher than in December 2022. Obviously, that's just a year ago. And then rise a further 6% in 2024 before hitting an affordability ceiling, according to the estate and lettings agent Savills. Obviously, this article is important for people who live in the UK because we do have a lack of housing here. And obviously, rents have increased dramatically. So those who are newly married, new couples, as such, or single individuals, or whoever it might be, families that are looking to rent a property, you know, they need to be aware of things that are happening right now. So overall rents increased by nearly 6% in the first 8 months of the year. This research found taking total growth since March 2020, when the first pandemic lockdown began, to 26%. Now, the dramatic increase over the past 3 years or so has been blamed largely on demand for decent rental properties, greatly outstripping supply, and has been exacerbated by the cost of borrowing squeeze. Now, many landlords with buy-to-let mortgages have experienced costs rising dramatically after 14 consecutive interest rate rises by the Bank of England, prompting some to push through big rent hikes and others to sell up. Many mortgage-free landlords have also been ratcheting up their rents. Higher borrowing costs are forcing many would-be home buyers to stay in the rental sector for longer, further fueling demand. Obviously, we know what the rate of interest is right now. 5%, and obviously inflation has gone down slightly, but all of these things have fueled the rent rises. So this fierce shortage of properties has led to intense competition for what is available, with long queues of prospective tenants at viewings desperately paying over the odds, and some landlords demanding a year's rent up front. Now, Savills said property supply shortages and tougher conditions for landlords will keep UK rental growth strong in the short term. In analysis, basically it drew on a mix of data, including its own research, figures from the economic advisory firm Oxford Economics, and data on past rental growth from the UK property website Zoopla, obviously a very famous UK property homes website. Now, if the firm's prediction of 9.5% increase in the average private rent in 2023 proves correct, this will be lower than the 11.2% increase notched up in 2022, but higher than any other year on record, according to Zoopla's figures. Emily Williams, a director in the Savills residential research team, said competition for stock is tough. Tenants are having to bid upwards to secure tenancy, supported, but only in part by a strong growth in incomes, fueling rents upwards in the short to medium term. And she also went on to say it's very difficult to see where an increase in rental supply will come from in the next couple of years. Rising rents are stretching the already under pressure finances of those in the private rented sector, Savills estimated. The average tenant household was now spending 35.3%, just over a third there, of their income on rent, up from 33% in 2021-2022. So, a lot of people need to start thinking about income generation, side hustles, setting up businesses on side of the day jobs to start to increase their income so that they can, offset some of these rises, particularly if they're renting. However, in the capital, rent typically swallows up a much higher proportion of income, but a whopping 42.5%, not far off from half the income. The firm said average rents in the capital had increased by 31% in the last 2 years. As a result, renters in London have already exhausted their capacity to bid upwards. Any significant increase in the supply of properties to rent was likely to be delayed until 2026 and beyond, when interest rates were lower, Williams said. While the firm forecasts a 6% rise in average rents next year, it predicts the annual increase during the period 2025 to 2028 will be low, between basically 2 and 3.5%. Okay people, so that's some worrying news for renters who live here in the UK right now in terms of the cost of living crisis, UK economy, inflation, interest rates, and other kind of external factors are affecting rental increases in homes. So, be aware of that. And we are trying to bring you all the latest in economic data around things like the UK economy, housing, and other avenues as well, such as crypto and other financial elements. So please do like, share, subscribe. Please consider joining the channel. by supporting the channel sports on Patreon link in the description. Don't forget to subscribe and click the notifications bell so you can keep up to date with all the latest in this sector. Okay, people, do let us know what you think in the comment section below. Are you being affected by higher rents in the UK? If you are a resident here, let us know so we can discuss that in the comments and help each other out. Okay, people, let's make some more wallet. Catch you in the next one.